Thank you for calling the NEC help team. This is Emmanuel on a recorded call. Hello there.
Hello.
Hi. Were you looking to see if you're eligible to participate in the settlement?
Yes.
Alrighty. I'm here to help out. Let me go ahead and start this here. And just to confirm, you haven't started a claim with any firm yet? You haven't said anything physically or electronically, and you'd be able to attest to that?
No.
Is that correct? Okay. Thank you for confirming that. Now, was it you or a child of yours that was diagnosed with necrotizing enterocolitis?
Child.
Okay. And they were born premature, were they?
Yes.
And were they diagnosed at the hospital without having left the hospital?
Yes.
Okay. And then, how are they doing now? What kind of ongoing issues have you observed? Any gastrointestinal or bowel conditions?
Yeah.
Okay.
Reoccurring symptoms?
Yeah, just like ongoing stuff. But if you've noticed that, that's perfect. It only lets me select one, so I'll hit that one. And
okay.
Then around, start me off with their date of birth.
5/10/23.
Oh, so they're just a year old.
Yeah.
And around when were they diagnosed?
It was like the 17th, I believe.
So within 7 days.
Yeah, it was.
Okay, perfect. Thank you for confirming that. And they were diagnosed after being fed the formula, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Thank you for confirming that. Let me put this in here. And then I will find the address of the facility. I just need the name and the city it's in.
I have the address, too. It's Sunrise Hospital and Medical Center, 3186 South Maryland Parkway.
Parkway? Okay. There it is. In Vegas.
Las Vegas, Nevada, 89109.
Are you guys cooling down, or is it still very warm?
Oh, no, it's cold.
How do you mean cold? Like in the 50s? Or?
Yeah, it's in about the 50s right now, yep.
Yeah, that's how it is. Like when I walk my dog at 4 in the morning, and it was 52 today, so I was like, okay, it's going to be chilly, so I wore a jacket.
Oh.
But
where are you located?
I'm in Southern California, so in the day it's still like warm. I think we're gonna have 70 degrees today, so it's not like it's cooling down, but it's not terrible right now.
Right. It's probably just that perfect weather.
Yeah. Good weather for Halloween, actually.
Yeah.
And then, do you remember the kind of formula that was used? The brand?
It was, what is it called? Hold on 1 second. I have it written down.
New Sure,
it was Similac, Similac, New Sure.
New Sure, perfect. Thank you for confirming that. And then you're filing as the mother, and you're both U.S. citizens, are you?
Yes.
Okay. And then how many weeks were they? At birth?
He was born at 31 weeks.
31. And you said he, so can you confirm the gender, please?
Yeah, it's a male.
Perfect. Thank you. And then he's 1 year old right now, so let me click that one. 5/10/23, date of birth. And then is he the only child you know that ended up getting sick, or do you have any friends or family that had children?
No, as of now, just my baby.
Okay. And then go ahead and spell out his name as it shows on his birth certificate.
It's Zavion.
I'm sorry, you cut out. You said Z-A-Z?
D as in David, A-Z as in Victor, I-O-N. And then his middle name is Lynn Lee, L-Y-N-N-L-E-E, Morrison Potenciano.
Is it hyphenated or just spaced out?
Spaced out.
Okay. So that's Davion, D-A-V-I-O-N, Lynn Lee, LynnLee, and then double last name, Morrison, and then Potencaino.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, perfect. Thank you for confirming that. And then Roxanne, I have you, Roxane, and then same last name as, or just Potenciano. As your last name. Will his birth certificate show your name with a middle name or middle initial or no?
It's going to have my middle name, L-O-U-I-S-E.
Louise, okay. L-O-U-I-S-E, perfect. Let me add that there. And then this is your cell phone, is it? The 702-573-5236?
Yes, sir.
And then what would be the, or actually your email address is in here as well.
My first and last name.
4291@gmail.com?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yep.
And then what is your current mailing address?
It's 1113 Lisbon Avenue, apartment number 6, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89169.
1113 Lisbon Avenue, apartment, what, I'm sorry, number?
Number 6.
Number 6, okay. Let me add that in there. And then that's Las Vegas, Nevada, 89169 Clark County.
Yes, sir.
Okay, perfect. Let me... And then I don't think this one applies to you. I just have to read it out. Are you aware of any custody or parenting-related issues of abuse, neglect, loss of custody, or no?
Oh, yeah, no.
Okay. And then did you have any of the following issues during your pregnancy? Tobacco use, illicit drug use, hypersensitive disease, placental insufficiency, delayed cord clamping, HIV AIDS, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Okay. And then they were born in Nevada. So let me click that button. And then they were diagnosed in the NICU, right?
Yes.
And what? So they would have taken him in when he was born on 5/10/23.
Mm-hmm.
And then how? When were you guys discharged?
We were discharged on, what was it, like the 18th, 19th? Yeah. Oh my God. I believe it was the 19th.
Okay. 5/19/23. And then, what did he weigh?
He weighed 3 pounds and, what was it, 3 pounds, 12 ounces. 3 pounds, 12 ounces.
Okay. And so they started him on the formula right away, right? So from 5
yes.
to 10.
Yeah, because he didn't latch on.
Okay. And I'm guessing they stopped him after he was diagnosed on the 17th, right?
Yes.
Okay,
yes, perfect. The same day he stopped drinking that.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. And then you said he was never breastfed, so let me put that. And he was fed the formula in the hospital, correct?
Yes.
And then do you recall which of the following symptoms he had after drinking the cow-based milk formula? Low body temperature, green vomit, apnea, hypotension, bradycardia?
Yes. He was vomiting.
Okay.
And we believe, like, stomach pain.
Okay, so a tender belly, okay.
Yeah, breathing issues and constipation.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. Let me select those. And either you or the facility will have medical records, right?
Yes.
Okay. And then let me go and hit this here. Do you have any yourself right now or no?
No, I don't. I don't have them on me now.
Sure. Okay. And then do you recall the kind of treatment he underwent? Was he given antibiotics, blood transfusion, assisted ventilation, Penrose drain, lapartomy, ostomy surgery?
He stopped all the things, gave him like vitamins, therapy, therapy with nutrition therapy, and then helped him with extra oxygen.
Okay.
And that's about it.
Okay. So he had assisted ventilation. Okay, let me, because it only lets me click one. And
Oh.
then I know you guys were discharged, like you said, the 19th or so of 20. One second, let me go back to...
Oh my god, I got a phone call. I wonder who it is.
Oh, we're almost done, by the way. We're almost done. Okay. Yep, we're almost in. Just a couple more sections here. Do you recall the doctor's name?
Yeah, his name was Dr. James Tony, Bakerink.
I'm sorry, Baek?
Yeah, Bakerink.
Perfect. Let me get him here. And then I'm just inputting his info. It doesn't let me. It doesn't let me copy and paste, so I have to type it out. So bear with me here.
Mm-hmm.
Are you guys going trick or treating today, or just
looking? Yeah. Yeah, I
oh,
think
cool.
we are.
Oh, cool. What are you going to dress the little guy up as?
A pumpkin.
That's cute. I like that.
Yeah. At least he won't be scared of it.
And let me see. Second. Okay, and then we're just about done. Two more sections here. This one is for just an emergency contact in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue the case for your loved ones, and typically they'll only be contacted if we're unable to get a hold of you. Do you want to put an emergency contact or no?
No, not at the moment. I'm fine.
Okay, let me put an A to that. And then this is for the HIPAA compliance section. His date
yeah.
of birth. I'm sorry. You already gave it to me. I'm sorry. I meant. The,
yeah.
Do you know the last four of his social?
Let me find it. I had it. Too. Hold on. It is four two four six.
Okay, and then last section here is for you as the legal guardian and parent. Your date of birth?
4/29/86.
4/29/86, and then the last four of your social?
8/3/19.
8/3/19, and then I'm about to. 8/3/19, right?
No, 8/3. 8/3/19.
8/3/19. That's what I have. Let me just double.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you said 8/3/6/9.
No, 8/3/19. Perfect. Thank you. That's
yes,
what I have.
Yes.
And then I'm sending you. An automated text message from DocuSign. It's going
uh-huh.
to text you and email you at the same time. You can open it up either way. It won't make a difference. And then once the e-signature is completed, I'll let you know that it shows in the system, and then I'll let you get back to your Halloween.
Okay. Let me see. I just received something. Here it goes. Oh, right here. Mm.
And now I can't see what's on your screen, so if you're not sure what to tap, just read out what you see, and then I'll do my best to guide you, okay?
I got it, I believe. And start, yeah, so let's just start signing. Boom. Okay. Boom. Okay, I'm doing my initials. Okay.
If
did it go through? I should have.
Okay, yep, you are all set. So then let me. Okay, you're all set. So in about 2 weeks or so, the firm should call you directly just to introduce themselves. They're going to double check my work, make sure there's no errors, and then they'll put you in their system fully.
Okay.
So keep an ear out in a couple of weeks.
And you said, I was saying you said about 2 weeks?
Yeah, in about 2 weeks or so. 1 to 2 weeks, maybe a little longer, depending on how backed up they are. But other
okay.
than that, you're all set for the day. You and the little one have a safe Halloween, okay?
All right, you too. Thank you. Don't have too much fun.
Bye.
All right, bye-bye.